World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, I was really excited yesterday to go to the post office. I'm always excited to go to the post office. But I was really excited after I left the post office yesterday because I got my mail-in ballot. My election ballot came yesterday. Now, hang on here a minute. 8/29, right? 8/29. This would be August. We have September and October before we get to voting. And it came in yesterday, my mail-in ballot. Now, I want to give you fair warning here, friends, because I made a mistake last time. That happened about 4 years ago. I think 4 years ago, I'm not making this up. I think I had four different mail ballots that came, four different times. It came like every 2 weeks there for like a month and a half. I got another mail-in ballot. And I did what most people would do. I threw it away. Only to find out that they were going through the trash. And they were pulling out thrown away mail-in ballots. Did you guys know that? Did you know that was going on? Especially in the major cities? Oh, yeah. So, so I don't want to start on that. There it was. Mail-in ballot. Absentee ballot. Yesterday. Man. But another thing, got to cover my butt. Thanks to Dave Allison made me aware of it. Folks, look, I am no financial expert. I'm not a religious expert. I'm not a food expert. I'm not a gold and silver expert. I'm not a stock market expert. I don't know what I'm an expert in, okay? When you come to Coach Dave Live, you better do your own research with everything I tell you. Don't do it just because I said so. Because just like you guys, I'm susceptible to being hoodwinked or getting bad information on something. But I always try to do this. I always try to bring the truth to you guys and then tell you, do your own research. Do your own research. For me, I think gold and silver makes sense. For me, doesn't make sense for you? That's all right. Cool. That's cool. Does anybody really, as we sit here right now, does anybody know what the futures hold financially? Does anybody know what a dollar is going to be? Does anybody know what an acre of land is going to be worth? Does anybody know what the value of a home is going to be? Because that stuff is all manipulated. So when you come here, Coach Dave Live, I'm saying to you, dudes, get your antenna up. And I think that this is what Coach Dave thinks. I think the paper dollar is worthless. I think evidence is everywhere. And I think that that's real money. Now, I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know whether they're going to keep giving us fake dollars. I don't know if they're going to give us internet digital dollars. I don't know whether it's going to be. I don't know what it's going to be. I know this. The Bible says gold and silver. That's what the Bible says. So when I pass advice on to you, that's what I think and probably what I'm doing. I would never, ever. Well, I've got to be careful. I try not to recommend to you something I wouldn't do. Now, I know some people, somebody, Andy just put up there a Bitcoin. I don't have a Bitcoin. For me, didn't make sense. I don't get it. What's that old saying? If you don't hold it, you don't own it. And I try to get people to even explain to me what a Bitcoin is, let alone that it has value, right? Now, some of you out there are smarter than me. You've done a lot of investigation, done a lot of stuff, and you like Bitcoin. God bless you. I'm not talking about that. I'm just telling you what I, okay, with me? So I ought to have a disclaimer. We do not give financial advice. Okay. I give you something. You make a decision. It's up to you. Okay. It's up to you. So I just wanted to make sure I clarified, but I want you to know this, that usually everything I tell you, I do. I wouldn't tell you to do it if I don't do it. I wouldn't. And I'm going to tell you this, I'm not a doctor. I'm feeling physically as good as I've felt in a while. And it's, I'm telling you, me, I got off those meds. Me, I'm talking about, not you. You do what you want. I think the meds are killing me. Not, they weren't killing me. They were sucking the life out of me. I guess that's kind of the same thing, isn't it? They were sucking the life right out of me. And I went to, sound like some kook, I went to Natural Remedies, and lo and behold, wow. Isn't that funny? Huh? So again, when I bring advice, it's stuff that I try to do. Kevin must want to say something here real quick. Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, I was just going to say, Dave, I feel the same way about Bitcoin. I find it hard to understand it. If I can't wrap my hand around it, I sure can't wrap my foot around it. So
That's right. And if I understand it, when you sell Bitcoin, they give you American dollars, don't they? I mean, when the payoff comes, isn't it? So, hey, folks, you know we're in a financial reset, right? Why are we in a financial reset? We're broke. Not only broke, we're beyond. If the American government was an individual, they would have already foreclosed on it. Already, there's no way that you could run up you personally. They would never ever let you run up. Personally, $5 million in debt and no ability to be able to, they would never let you do that. Why do we let a government do that? Well, that's a whole nother story. I'm going to try to get into some of that stuff here this morning. I want to tell you this. I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet, but the left is imploding. Would somebody give me a thumbs up? And I think the left is imploding. Is it okay if I do this? I think the left is imploding because of what Randy's doing, what Craig's doing, because for first time and maybe forever, the church has come out of hiding and is actually doing what the Bible tells us to do, casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of Christ, knowledge of Christ, huh? Casting down imaginations, yeah. Taking authority every place you set your foot. The coincidences that we see going on around is you can call it a coincidence if you want. But what if what we're doing really does make a difference? What if the Lord really meant what he told us to do? Huh? Wow. See, I see a confluence. A confluence always means together. Con always means together. Anti always means against. I see a confluence occurring politically that we never ever dreamed. Strange bedfellows, they call them. Strange bedfellows, right? Do you guys understand the significance of Robert Kennedy basically leaving the Democratic Party? Do you understand? Folks, come on now. The Kennedys are the Democrats. At least that legacy. If you were to think, well, that's stupid. Think for me of a more impactful Democratic family in America in your lifetime than the Kennedys. Right? John F. Kennedy, Bobby would have been president. Teddy probably would have been president had he not driven Mary Jane Kopechne off the bridge, right? They were the brand. They were the Democrat brand. And Bobby Kennedy leaves? What? Man, I hate to do this. I don't hate to do this. I'm all over the place. Bear with me. Got a lot today, all right? A lot. Always have a lot. I'm trying to connect dots. I'm going to bring Craig in here a second because Craig's going to talk. He's going to give us some of those numbers because sometimes we need to go back remind ourselves of those numbers. All right. Is Bobby Kennedy going to be president of the United States someday? Is the destruction of the two-party system right in front of us? And we don't understand it, and we don't see it. Has the Democratic Party gone so far off of the base that now people are saying, man, what's going on here? Is the two-party system dead? And who gave it to us? Who gave us that two-party system? Why is it you have to be a Democrat and I have to be a Republican? And why is it that if you are a Democrat, when you vote for a Democrat, you vote for all of their policies, even though you don't agree with all their policies, because you're a Democrat? And the same thing for the Republicans. And I find myself voting for Republicans on a main issue. For me, main issue is life. I vote for that for life. Other than that, the Republicans don't do anything. They don't do anything. So could it be that God, the judgment of God, is falling upon America? Pull up number one. You got to see this. The two parties are realigning, folks. Tulsi Gabbard's come over to the Trump way now, right? Bobby Kennedy. What? Because people are finally saying, listen, I'm a Democrat, but I ain't that crap. I ain't that. And then people are saying, I'm a Republican, but I ain't that. There's something going on. There's something going on. Love Trump or hate Trump, he has been what? He's been a bomb inside the Republican Party. It's been a bomb. And life's going to go on after Donald Trump. If he gets elected again, if he does, 4 more years, who's going to go to life? Who's next? What's going on? What's the transition that we now find ourselves in? I remember my father, back when I thought I was smarter than him, it was about 1978, I think it was, although I could be wrong. I was just out of college, and my dad was 28 years older than me, so he wasn't nearly as smart as I was. And I remember sitting down with him one time and asking him, Dad, why are you voting? Who was he running? He was voting with Jimmy Carter, I think. So, Dad, why are you voting for Jimmy Carter? And my dad, an old union guy, said, well, Dave, as long as I can remember, whenever there was a Republican in office, there was a war. And when there was a Democrat in office, the economy was good. I thought, well, Dad, at least he's got a good basis why he believes what he believes. I said, Dad, the last time there was a Democrat in office, this is Clinton, that's what it was. I said, the last time there was a Democrat in office, I had to explain to my children what oral sex was. My dad just looked at me because he was a one-issue voter, right? Union. And that's where most of us find ourselves. And I'll be honest with you, most of the people who vote Democrat, they're my buds. We agree on most the same thing, but they have one issue that they vote. All of you out there, you probably have one issue that you vote on, probably. And if we'll pull back and see that they do that to us on purpose, and there's some control going on that we're not aware of. Are you ready for this? Listen to this winch. What's the winch? Betty, would that be a good winch? Good word, winch. We'll call her a winch. Friends, ask yourself this. This lady had to be voted to be Speaker of the House. She's one of the most radical women to ever be in American politics. And I ask myself, how did she get voted in? How did she get voted in? How did the Democratic Party pick this wench to be their leader? Now listen to this, because here's what's going on. This is how they control us. Go ahead.
You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear. And then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic. and it's self-evident. But I think I'm worth the trouble, quite frankly.
So think about J6. Think about J6, the story they told you on J6. They lied. They knew they lied. They didn't care. Because when they lied, it promoted their agenda, whatever their agenda was. And so we come to the realization that those people in Washington, D.C. are not on our side. Not. No, the two-party system controls who gets in there. Okay, hang on there. Hang on. Let me see here. No. I did that. I'm looking at something here. Hang on. How about number 6? Do that real quick. Mark Zuckerberg admits the Biden administration collusion and censorship of certain COVID-19 content. By the way, not just that. Zuckerberg's come out and he's admitted now that they covered up the laptop. And in other words, they were the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party. Zuckerberg's now admitted it. Question for you. Why is he admitting that? I'm asking. Anybody have an answer? Why all of a sudden is Mark Zuckerberg coming out? In other words, Facebook rigged the election. You get that? You understand? Facebook rigged the election at the request of the Biden administration. They rigged the election. Now, why would he admit that now? Anybody want to say? Because I'll tell you what I think. I think the writing's on the wall.
Boom.
I think Zuckerberg knows, I'm going to swear, okay? As we used to say when I was a young guy, I think he knows his ass is grass. You guys know what I'm talking about? I think he knows that the Democrats are dead. And he doesn't know who's going to be president, but whoever's going to come into presidency ain't going to be good, and he's going to be exposed. And so I think he's trying to get out in front of it. And you may see him turn state's evidence to save his own hide. That's what I think's going on. That's what I think's going on. Because this was, oh boy, this is, folks, deep crime. It's a deep crime. And I don't know how it's going to play out, and I don't know if anybody's got the stones to do anything about it. Can I pull up one more thing before I get you in here? Hey, Craig, I'm going to want to hear from you a little bit. I want you to talk about something. Pull up number 7 for me. Pull up number 7. I don't know, Margaret and Alice looking through the looking glass. I came across this today, so just bear with me here a second. Make a real big spin to go down the bottom. Keep on going. Okay. There you go. Mistakes. Are you ready? Margaret Anna Alice, Through the Looking Glass, An Anthem for Justice. This lady wrote this. The Armenian genocide was not a mistake. Holodomor was not a mistake. The Final Solution is not a mistake. The Great Leap Forward was not a mistake. The killing fields were not a mistake. Name your genocide. Excuse me. It was not a mistake. That includes the great democide of 2020s. To imply otherwise is to give them the out that they're seeking. See, that's what Zuckerberg's doing. He's looking for a way out. He's caught in the trap. He's trying to save his own rear end, right? Remember this, folks. It was not botched. By the way, it's been so much so slow. Folks, I'll put this in the chat. You can click on every one of these things. Click on botched. It was not botched, and something pops up. Walensky citing botched pandemic response calls for CDC reorganization. So this is all evidence of the disinformation and the lies and the schemes of the left. And those things are coming down because Randy's been staking a lot of those things, and so is Craig. It was not botched. It was not bungled. It was not a blunder. It was not incompetence. It was not lack of knowledge. It was not spontaneous mass hysteria. The planning occurred right in plain sight. The planning is still occurring in plain sight. Click on plain sight. See what that reference would be, Spence. What is plain sight? Oh, okay, going back. Folks, you'll have fun a lot. Just put this in the chat. You'll have fun. The philanthropists bought the science. The modelers projected the lies. The testers concocted the crisis. The NGOs, non-government organizations, leased or bought the academics. The scientists fabricated their findings. The mouthpiece, the media, spewed the talking points. Click on the talking points. What were the talking points? The disinformation playbook, how business interests deceive, misinform, and buy influence at the expense of public health and safety. This is so good, folks. This is so good. You need to spend some time on it. Go back. The organizations declared an emergency. Now, this didn't happen by accident. The governments erected the walls. The departments rewrote the rules. The governors quashed the rights. The politicians passed the laws. The bankers installed the control grid. This is so good. This didn't happen by accident, folks. The stooges laundered the money. The DOD placed the orders. The corporations fulfilled the contracts. Right? Right? So my business, if we promote this, our business is going to make $1 million. Well, they promoted it. Yeah. The regulators approved the solutions. The laws shielded the contractors. And the agencies ignored the signals. Can anybody know why? Anybody know why? M-O-N-E-Y. The love of money is the root of all evil. But you understand that evil's in control. So the evil ones, while the church is hiding, the evil ones have seized control of everything, making all the rules and all the regulations as the church cowers, hiding behind closed doors, praying for an evacuation. Just telling you the truth. The agencies ignored the signals. The behemoths, whoever that would be, who are the behemoths? Click on who are the behemoths? BlackRock, Biden administration, the behemoth ESG mafia firm adds to White House roster. There they are. Those behemoths, those big organizations, they consolidated the media. The behemoths bought the media. The psychologists crafted the message. Come on, you get it right? The psychologists knew what to say because you'd be scared and you'd follow all the rules. Oh, this is so good. The propagandists chanted the slogans. Huh? 6 foot, 6 foot, huh? 6 foot, 6 foot, huh? Mask up, huh? Oh, yeah, yeah. The fact chokers smeared anybody who disagreed with them. The censors silenced those who asked questions. And the jackboots stomped on the dissenters and locked them up in J6 jail, I would add. The tyrants summoned. What does that mean, tyrants? Who are they? Who are they, the tyrants? Letter to a tyrant. Oh, there you go. Wow. Go back. This is good. Spend some time on it. The puppeteers jerked. The puppets danced. The colluders committed. The doctors and the hospitals administered. This is so good, isn't it? Huh? Isn't this what happened to us? The menticiders scripted. What's the menticiders? Click on that. Menticider. Letter to a menticide. 12-step recovery program. Are you a victim of menticide? In other words, mind control. Menticide is mind control. Wow. I'm going to follow up on some of this. Lady's pretty sharp. So the mind control people wrote the script. The bamboozled bleeded. In other words, Mask up, take the job. The ones who were bamboozled became the cheerleaders. The totalitarianized bullied. Oh, man. That's your job. They made you wear the mask. They told you you were going to lose your job. The COVIDians tattled. The parents surrendered. The good citizens believed and forgot. Folks, this was calculated. This was formulated. This was focus grouped. This was articulated, manufactured, falsified, coerced, inflicted, and denied. We were terrorized. We were isolated. We were gaslit. We were dehumanized.
Amen.
This is so good, isn't it? Scroll down for me, Spence. We were dehumanized. We were wounded. We were killed. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it. Don't let them get away with it.
Boom.
Church, put that in the chat. George Howard, come on in, George.
Yeah. Basically, with you saying all this, it is mind-blowing. But like I tell a lot of people, I tell my patients, I tell my family, tell everybody I can get my word out to. If you want to understand where we're at now, you have to watch the series Fall of the Cabal. If you don't watch that series to have a basic understanding as to what has led to where we're at now, centuries later, it's mind-blowing. But if you get to the principle of how all this started and what they have done to humanity, is an eye-opener. And this
Fall of the Cabal, George, where would we find that?
I found it on Telegram a long time ago. It's by Jan Osard, and there was another lady with her that put the series together, and it's called Fall of the Cabal. I think it's like a 26-part series, and they're about 20 to 30 minute long segments, but it goes all the way back to what is called Khazaria, and that's what the Ashkenazi Jews are, and everything.
Oh, you gotta stop that now! Stop that, you racist! You bigot!
Hey, I'm sorry, but it's the truth. But if you go back, what is Khazaria? Or what was Khazaria is now Ukraine, and you understand the mechanism of what Ukraine is with Russia and the whole nine yards to what it's led to now. And if you really want to have an understanding. Oh, this is centuries long.
Yeah.
Once you go through this and you watch all the segments and everything about it, it is mind-blowing, but you'll have an understanding as to where we're at now. And it leads all the way through the COVID, the whole nine yards, and what it's all about.
All right. Somebody find that for us and put it in the chat, The Fall of the Cabal. Hey, can I tell you something? I love information. I love information. And, I mean, I used to not care about anything except the Browns, the Bengals, and whoever. And, geez, I love information.
Yeah. Hey, Coach, real quick. I'm sorry. So I looked it up on Telegram, and there's, like, a whole bunch of them. So can he pinpoint which one? Because there's lots.
There's really not one. You want to go back to the first segment. It starts at one, and it goes all the way to, like, I think it's up to 26 now, I think, something like that.
But what I mean is there's lots of channels. There's lots of groups.
To tell you the truth, I don't know. If you click on one of the things, I'll try and go into Telegram under my account. And let me try and find it because I've saved it.
Yeah, George, that'd be good, man. That'd save us some time. I'd love
to. There's a link in here already.
Hey, what's that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Knowledge is power, folks. Knowledge is power. And can I tell you something? Yes, I can because it's my show. Knowledge is power. And most of the people you hang out with ain't got any idea what's going on. They ain't got no idea what's going on.
Amen.
Okay. So you have power. You have power because you have knowledge. They're still stuck in the conspiracies. They still think COVID was a real thing, right? They still think that. Where did I see this morning? Someplace else I saw it this morning. I just so much stuff comes at me. That they now theorize that 90% of all COVID deaths came from the treatment. Somebody Google that. Somebody Google it. because the report just came out, about 90% of all COVID deaths were from the treatment, not from COVID. Wow. Go to number six real quick. Then I'm still trying to copy this, copy and paste. Yep. See, you guys send a bunch of them up there for me. I don't know which one I want. Oh, I already did that, didn't I? That one I was looking for. Okay. And the six one I'm making. I gotta get into that. Jeezy, criminy. Oh Lord, help me, Lord. Somebody copy and paste that thing for me so I don't get distracted. Send it to me. Kevin, come on in.
There's another young lady that I started listening to several years ago. She's got a channel called Probably Alexandra. And she did a video that's about 2.5 hours where she ties the Khazarian Mafia, the Khazarians, to the Illuminati, to the Masons, and actually ties them all together biblically and scripturally. She did a phenomenal job. She speaks very fast. So you almost have to slow it down to 3/4 speed because she was an atheist. And then she got radically saved, kind of like a Coach Dave Dobenmar.
Yes,
yeah, she has an IQ probably somewhere around 160 or so, and she's just a phenomenal. She's done several videos, but one of them in particular is a 2.5 hour video, and it ties it all together. So,
see, here's what's really good, Kevin. Thank you, buddy. Here's what's really good. We're on the verge of the destruction of the two-party system in America. If we make it beyond, there's a huge realignment coming. And it's really, really good. And for the most part, we support political parties out of ignorance. One issue, ignorance in most cases. We think the Republicans are pro-life. They're not. They have a pro-life position. But they won't die on that hill. So I'm basically a guy without a party. I'm a guy without a party. And I remain a Trump supporter for no other reason. He gave us 3 pro-life justices. Everything else is talk and yada, yada, yada. Okay. Hang on. Oh, man. There's some stuff going on around us that we cannot miss. Remember this. Coach Dave's theory, God moves in cycles. He doesn't move linear. We've been here before. There's an upheaval going on in the world like we have never seen. We as Christians have the opportunity and the ability to impact what's going on. Can folks, Bible says wherever 2 or more are gathered or where 2 or more agree, there's unbelievable power there. Just 2. What if 4? What if 6? What if 8? What if the body of Christ really all got on the same page? Can you imagine? Can you imagine the power that we would have?
Amen.
But we don't, do we? It's probably the people that we just read about there, their job is divide and conquer. They want the churches divided. That's why they said there was a separation between the church and state. The last thing they wanted was the church singing the same message regarding government. They don't want that. And so they bamboozle us into liberal churches and conservative churches and progressive churches and all that kind of stuff. And it's all been done because why? The failure of the pulpit to continue to declare the truth. When the pulpit became a business, a profession, we lost a lot of America. Okay, let me back up a second. I want to bring Craig in here because I want to show you 2 things. First of all, bring up the statue in Houston. How many of you are aware of this? How many are you aware of? There's something going on here, friends. I'm going to show you something that blew my mind. They've just erected a 90-foot-tall bronze statue of Lord Hanuman in Texas. 90-foot-tall bronze statue. 90 foot. And as you read down through here, the emergence of Hinduism and Buddhism into American culture has been sneaky, and it's happening. Now, I'm not going to read this whole thing. Scroll down a little bit, Spence, if you can, just so they can get a little bit of a feel for it. This is in Houston. Houston. Scroll on down. All right? Keep going. 90 foot tall. You have any idea how big this thing is? Now, hang on. Hang on. I'm going to connect another dot for you. I'll let Craig jump in here in a second. Oh, I forgot that. Pull up number three. Pull up number three. Because there was another Hindu statue in Houston was decapitated. Huh? Something happening here. Well, it is ain't exactly clear. And did you know that Kamala Harris' background is Hindu? Did you know that? I watched a video. I'm going to put it in the chat. Mel K. You guys know who Mel K is? You guys know this. I don't like listening to these prophets. I don't like them. Man, Amanda Grace. I'm sorry, not Mel K. Amanda Grace. I'll pop this on here. I want just listen to a little bit of this. 27-minute mark. Amanda Grace connected some dots here that we haven't thought about. Put it at about 1.5 speed. We're not going to watch all of it. And again, I don't, some of these people give me the willies. But she's got some valuable information. I'm starting this at about the 27-minute mark. Yeah. Trust me. Hey, folks, it's worth your time to watch it. Okay, it's worth your time. I'll put it in the chat. Go ahead.
Here. The Kennedy crest up.
Can't hear it.
So I'm thinking about what I'm going to do with this here. I might wait on that. I might wait on the Kennedy crest. What am I going to do here? I might go back to it. Let me do the second part first. So I'm going to go jump to where it says 1968 because our team has the notes. Okay. So in 1968, approaching the Democratic National Convention, which happened to be in Chicago that year, there was a presidential candidate named Robert Kennedy Sr., who happens to be Robert Kennedy Jr.'s father. He was assassinated. Now, the man they blamed for it, now I'm saying it that way because they always seem to have
listen
a fall
to
guy,
this.
And I'm not too sure this guy did it, but there is profound prophetic significance to today in what happened. So, there was a man by the name of Saran Bishara Saran, who they said assassinated John Kennedy Sr. Okay, they're saying this is the man that did it. He was Palestinian. He came from a Palestinian Christian family. So this man had Esau with the Canaanite women battling Jacob within his own family. He had the whole Jacob and Esau battle going on within his family. But he was Palestinian. He was from a Palestinian Christian family. Now, it gets interesting. Saran means wolf. Bishara means a joyful announcement. It's actually equivalent in the Greek to euangelion, which means the gospel, like the good news. But Bishara is attributed to Muslim a lot, and it means joyful announcement. So it was Saran, Bishara, Saran. That's his name. Notice how they always have three names. John Wilkes Booth, right? They always have three names. When they announce who tried to off who, these people always seem to have three names. So Saran, Bishara, Saran, Palestinian, assassinates Robert Kennedy Sr. not far off from the Democratic National Convention, which was in Chicago that year. So Robert Kennedy Sr. is assassinated by a man, or at least the fall guy they're putting for it. His name means two wolves that bring a joyful announcement. That's what his name means. Saran is twice, wolf, wolf, two wolves, and then Bishara, joyful announcement. Two wolves, like wolves and sheep's clothing, that bring a joyful announcement. Now, Kamala Harris has spoken about joy on the campaign trail and at the Democratic National Convention, which happened to be this year in Chicago, right? It went from August 19th to August 22nd, I believe, or around that time. At an August 6th campaign rally in Philadelphia, they had the VP, hopeful Governor Tim Walz. He thanked Harris for bringing back the joy. And then in Detroit the next day, she called her supporters joyful warriors. This is all from PolitiFact. So they keep using this word joy. Now, the man's middle name, who is the fall guy for killing Robert Kennedy Sr., means a joyful announcement. So she's using the same word that is tied to the man who is a Palestinian who they said shot and killed Robert Kennedy surrounding the Democratic National Convention in 1968.
Put it in the chat. Here's what she's saying. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has emerged again as a picking up his dad's mantle. Come out of nowhere, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. back. And by the way, this gets into what the name Kamala Harris's real name, what it really, really means. Folks, this is spooky. This is spooky stuff. Put that in the chat. Put that chat. One more thing. Hang on. Hang on. Now, this statue, this Haman, whatever. Hamanan, what was his name? Not that one. That one. Lord Hanan. You ready for this? This is why you watch Coach Dave live. You don't find this stuff anywhere else. Pull up number 5, Obama. Guess what Obama carries in his pocket? Go ahead and play it.
To address these issues and many more, Mr. President, a very popular lifestyle vlogger from YouTube, Ingrid Nielsen.
Hey, how are you, Ingrid?
I'm wonderful.
Good to see you.
Great to see you. Welcome Thanks. To my living room.
It is very stylish.
Ever since I started running for office, people started handing me things when I'd like speak to a crowd, as like, well, Lucky Charms or keepsakes or things that meant something to them. And so now I have a habit of I always carry around, and I have a whole bowl full of them, and I can't carry all of them around because then they'd be, but you know, I'll pick out a few things that I just stick in my pocket to remind me of all the people I've met along the way and the stories they told me. So I'll just give you, this is what I had in my pocket today. I've got, this is rosary beads that Pope Francis gave me.
Wow.
That obviously means a lot to me because I so admire him, and it makes me think about.
Sure, he's had a new world order. Why wouldn't
peace
you?
Peace and promoting understanding and ethical behavior. This is a little Buddha that a Buddhist monk gave me.
Wow.
This is a lucky poker chip that's metal.
Oh, wow, that's really cool.
That this biker gave me. He was like bald and he had like a big handlebar mustache and a bunch of tats. And this is when I was in Iowa in 2007. So he said, this is my lucky poker chip. You can have it. And then I got, this is a Hindu little statuette of the monkey god Hanuman that a woman gave me.
Boom! Okay, take it down. What? What? He's carrying the same statue in his pocket? Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. John Lovin, come on in.
Hey, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. Hey, you said something a minute ago. You said, these people give me the willies. That's your discernment, because yes, they're off. Your spirit is saying something's wrong here. Yeah. And you need to listen to that. A lot of times we dismiss that. But anyway, and Amanda Grace is, I'm just going to say it, she's a false prophet.
Yeah. She's pretty good on this one, though. Well, not good on just connecting dots, John. That's the only reason I put it up there. Connecting dots.
But they will get some things correct. Otherwise, yep, people won't listen to them. But you're right. So, but it's hard to
I'm with you.
Yeah. So anyway, but enough said.
I only played that because she's connecting dots that I'm connecting at the same time. That's the only reason. George, come on back in. Then Roger.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of interesting. I saw this the other day that with you showing these statues and stuff, but up in Minneapolis, the lovely governor has allowed, at least in Minneapolis, from what I'm hearing, where they're allowed to put speakers up all around the city, and 5 times out of the day that they can, the Muslims can worship and do what they need to do. I thought that was kind of crazy.
So what I'm saying is nothing hidden will not be revealed. The expose of false gods that they're all around us and have been around us, and these people have been latching on to these false gods, folks. That's the point I'm trying to make. Sorry, didn't mean to cut you off there, John.
Oh, no, you're
Roger.
Fine.
Roger.
Well, if I'm a true believer, a true Christ follower, I'm not ever walking around in my pocket anything that relates to another God, another religion, another anything.
It's unbelievable.
You know, I never thought the guy was a believer anyways, but my point is, they tell you who they are if we just listen and watch.
Right. They're not ashamed.
I'm never going to walk around with a Hindu fat guy in my pocket or whatever that guy is, and then talk about it. That's the last thing I'm going to do.
He knew the name of the God.
Yes.
Folks, you think he just picks up different things every morning and puts them in his pocket? Come on, you're smarter than that, right?
Well, and I'm not. I just wouldn't. There would be nothing in my pocket that I would carry around other than something that would lift up my family, you know, my baseball team, maybe. But I certainly wouldn't carry anything that would lift up any religion that is an enemy of my Lord. I just wouldn't do it.
So, Roger, Obama pulls out a rosary that he's carrying around, not because he prays with it, but because who it reminds him of. You caught that, didn't you, friends? It reminds him of the Pope, who he really admires. You understand that Obama didn't say that Jesus Christ is at the center of his life, and he reminds him to pray to Jesus. No. Folks, look, this stuff's all being exposed. It's all being exposed for us to see it.
See, I understand that he represents everybody. I get that. But I would remain silent on these things. I may not attack them, but I would remain silent, and then I would show what I am about, who I believe in, but I would remain silent, possibly, on these other things, only because I'm trying to represent the entire country, I guess.
But he's not, Roger, but he's not. He wasn't done on purpose. He's telling us. We don't want to believe it. They're telling us, folks. They're telling us who they represent. Jeff Nell.
Sorry about that. I was on mute. I like to point out that paganism is on the rise.
That's right.
I watched her one time, Arco Grace, and she pointed out there's a statue of Astaroth, which is a sex god in New York State.
Yep.
And how they're affecting all the way down to Washington, D.C., the state of Maryland, Virginia, you know, District of Columbia. And we're seeing it. Abortions, killing unborn, that's Moloch. And Astaroth is the sex god, and they're sex crazy, absolutely sex crazy.
Amen. Let me interrupt because I'm going to get Craig in here. Thanks, Jeff. You're right. You're right on target, man. You're right. Randy, go.
Well, here's what's happening, Coach. When they put the Ark of God next to Dagon, the Philistines, the next day he fell over. Well, they put him back up, and he fell over again. Look, what's happening is the attempt to usurp God is happening with these statues. But what we're going to get to see, Coach, God is going to also point out to all the earth that they're all nothing. The little gods are little g gods, and they're going to fall over. They're going to implode. They're going to fall down. Earthquakes, people, whatever. They're just going to knock them over because they're nothing.
That's right.
And God, the glory, will see. Jesus will stand beside them all. And that's what's coming. That's what everyone is going to get to see, who the winner is.
That's right. That's the expose that's coming, Randy, and that's what you're staking and all this stuff's doing. We're tearing down principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places.
The folks, stone is rolling, Coach. There's nothing stopping the stone. That's God's Jesus. The stone is rolling on there. That started rolling. It's never going to stop. There's nothing going to stop it. It may roll slowly at times, but it's moving, and nothing will stop it. And every time we speak to a mountain, what we're doing is we're just like John the Baptist. We are removing the mountain so that stone can just keep rolling without so much interference.
In other words, we're winning, aren't we, Randy? We're winning. Mark Trump.
Praise Jesus for the eyes to see and ears to hear, Coach.
Amen.
It's only going to be the people that see that prevent what's happening. The corporate word for what you're saying is diversity inclusion. Okay.
Yep.
That's what's overtaking the church. Let everyone in. Don't divide each other over sin.
Yep. Yep.
Welcome sin, diversity and inclusion. Obama's got all that stuff in his pocket to be diverse and include all religions. Yep. So what does that lead to? the whole one world government, one world order, one world currency, one world. And if you don't do it, it's going to be unhappy for you, right?
Yeah.
But we're facing this in the corporate world. They force feed us this stuff.
Yep.
And I don't get fed it. So I'm in trouble left and right for not doing trainings. And I'm telling you, Coach, it's overtaken the world in such subtle corporate ways. I mean, they force you to do it. And others just, they're sheep. They just walk through the turnstile. They don't even see.
So, and, Mark, the mask was just pulled off, right? Folks, are you looking at me? Joe Biden was a continuation of Obama as president. You come on now, come on. And
all right, hold on.
Kamala,
hold on.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
Put your hands over your eyes, Coach. Put your hands over your eyes. Now, everyone take your mask off. See, Coach can't see y'all. Coach can't see. These people are like Coach right now. They have their fingers over their eyes and they don't want to see truth. It's right in front of them, Coach. Evil's being revealed, and they will not look at it. They refuse to because they are caught up in the lie. They don't want to unlearn. They don't want to get rid of their first truth. They don't want to do that, Coach.
No, they don't. Folks, Barack Obama is still president. And they brought in Kamala Harris so Barack Obama can still be president. See, they didn't want to go out and get somebody outside the Obama realm. They didn't want to bring in a real new candidate. They brought in somebody that Obama was already controlling, folks, right? And it goes back to when he stood there and said he fundamentally was going to transform America. Fundamentally transform it, right? What's he carrying around in his pocket? The same statue they're putting up in Houston. Coincidence, I guess. Just a coincidence. My, oh, my. Craig, real quickly. Joe, I know you want to get in here. Hang on, because I've been... Craig and I have been doing it back and forth. So, Craig, what's going on here, brother, from your perspective?
Well, you're seeing a spiritual battle being played out in front of us, and we're looking, you know, left and right, and we're not seeing some of the bigger points to look and see where the Lord is moving in this
thing.
Like
Mark said, we got blindfolded on, right? We're not looking at it. We won't look at it.
Well, and we're not trained. We're not trained to see it. But once you see it, you begin to know where it's going. So why is Houston this vortex? Okay. Well, one of the big vortexes is it's one of the largest places of Planned Parenthood. If you look in 2012, when they built that facility, they built a compound. And the reason that they built a compound is so people can't walk in front of the sidewalk and protest. So people could drive into their compound and have abortions there. And guess what happened to Texas Heartbeat Bill? They never were able to perform an abortion in that facility. And that really pissed off Moloch and Ball. But the point being is Houston is a vortex, okay?
Help me out here. Wasn't it out of Houston we went to the moon?
Well, there's a lot there. And the Bushes have a strong tie to Houston. But go back, Coach. I'm talking about these eclipses. This is God's hand over creation. Go to Psalm 19. The stars in the heavens declare the glory of the Lord. Okay. When the first eclipse over this country, it was on August 21st, 2017. It left Charleston, 33rd degree parallel, home of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, and it went off into the Atlantic, and it created a low pressure. And guess what? August 29th, the coast of Louisiana and Texas and Houston were getting Harvey this very year. 7 years ago was flooding. That's when Joel Osteen's church, remember, when they got 48 inches of water in 2 days? Okay. So the Lord is taking against the spiritual realm that is over Houston right now. And that's why the witness, which is a replication of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who was the woman that they upholded as the Supreme Court abortion person, who died on the Feast of Trumpets, by the way, got beheaded, okay? And it got beheaded on July 17th, the same time Nancy Pelosi beheaded Joe Biden in office. And this statue that was raised on August 15th, a week before the Democratic National Convention. I mean, I can go on, you know, it goes beyond the coincidences and, yeah. You know, I could take the rest of your show and I'm just making my point. I'm stopping here, but the
something's
point is
happening that, here, yes. But it isn't exactly
and
clear.
It's spiritual. It's not political. The politics is the downstream that you're seeing, and don't get so focused. I mean, we have to address the politics, but if you're not fighting in the spiritual against it, then you're not going upstream to damn the problem. You're just dealing with the residual.
So, Craig, we have America's largest church in Houston co-laboring, living with the world's largest abortion clinic in the same city.
And the good people and the good God-fearing men and women of Texas need to pray, need to walk that area, need to stake it, need to plead, need to repent, need to claim that land for Jesus Christ. And that's what they need to do. It's in their backyard. I hope the Lord will raise a standard. I know that.
I'm ready for a road trip. Joe Allen, come on in.
The FS group, Special Forces group, used to say 72 hours, the truth would come out. Now they're saying a full week. Every week, the truth is coming out.
It is.
Enough said.
Hey, Joe, Mark Zuckerberg picked the presidency. Jeff Mayers, come on in.
Hey, Coach. Hey, Craig. Don't know if there's any significance to this at all, but, you know, I've lived in China for a lot of years and did business there for many, many years, almost 40 years. And if you've heard of super cities, they build super cities. They're knocking down all the villages, taking the small mom and pop factories and villages and that, and they're moving them into high rises and building super cities. Well, those super cities, they model after Houston, and it just to me is some kind of a coincidence there, or maybe there's some kind of significance. There's also forced abortions there. So when you are working in a large company or even a small company, if you're pregnant and it's going to be a detriment to the company, they will have you force you to have an abortion. And I just find it interesting that, you know, Yao Ming, one of the greatest NBA players, was with the Houston Rockets, and they're modeling all their super cities after Houston. And there's so much Chinese business happening in out of Houston.
Houston, we have a problem.
I don't Houston. Know. Anyway.
Amen. Let me throw one more thing in here. Pull up Toothless. Folks, look, I'm telling you, God's deliverance is coming from places that we would have never expected. This is a post of Elon Musk on Facebook. Look at that, huh? There's a mocking the Last Supper. Look what Elon Musk posts. Christianity has become toothless. Huh? It's everywhere we look, folks, from sources that you would never expect. Christianity has become toothless. Vinny.
Luke 6:39. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? Just speaking to what Mark had mentioned before about blindness.
Amen. Amen. The blind are leading the blind in the United States of America. Why? Because the light of the world has pulled back and hidden inside their four walls. That's what's going on. Jack.
Yeah, the illustration that somebody used a few minutes ago about the stone rolling down the hill just jumped out at me for the first time that stone is rolling down the hill. And that's why we pray. That's why we do things, because when that stone's rolling down the hill, it's going faster, slower. It bumps into a rock and goes a little bit the other way, bumps into another rock, goes a little bit the other way. That's the difference between the people saying, well, it's going to happen anyway, so I'm not going to do anything. See, we can help God. God, we can ask God to move that stone a little bit, throw a rock in there. That stone's not going to stop. It's going to keep moving, but I don't believe it goes in the same direction all the time.
We can direct it, huh? Folks, Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. See you tomorrow.